Is the end near for creators? Are we going to be replaced by artificial intelligence or AI? You see, I recently did a video all about AI tools, and one of them can actually spit out blog posts and entire books based on just a few keywords. So these kind of tools must scare the heck out of bloggers and writers. I will have a link to this in the show notes so you can check it out. But that research into AI got me thinking, what about video creators? If AI can produce such great written material, is it just a matter of time before us video creators will be replaced by machine-created avatars? There is all this talk of the metaverse, which happens all in VR, so this kind of makes sense and it's kind of scary. So what do we need to know today? What is available right now? And where is the future for creators going? Well, we find out in this episode of the Influencer Green Room. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Influencer Green Room, where influencers get real about audience growth, brand deals, and the business of being an influencer. It all happens right here inside the Influencer Green Room.
And welcome to another episode of the Influencer Green Room. My name is Liron Segev. I am a YouTube growth strategist working with some of the biggest creators on the platform, helping them get more views, more subscribers using great strategies. And I can do the same for you so you make smarter choices. Head over to lironsegev.com and we can chat. One of the most common issues that I see when working with all these big creators is that no matter what processes we put in place, at the end of the day, the creator is actually the roadblock. If they aren't available to shoot, their video isn't getting done. And that's a problem. So that got me thinking, is there a way to help creators still be on camera, still deliver an epic video, but without them actually being there to do it? Could that be done? Well, this led me down a fascinating road of artificial intelligence, and that is why I am super excited to talk today with our guest, Natalie from Hour One, on an AI company that is doing insane things. So Natalie, welcome to the Influencer Green Room.
Thank you so much, Liron. So pleased to be here.
All right, we're going to have a really cool, fun discussion. I love this futuristic stuff. And the cool thing is, it's not in the future, but it's available right now. So just to set the scene, tell us about yourself and what is Hour One?
Sure thing. So my name is Natalie Monbiot. I am based in New York City, and I joined Hour One right when it was founded, almost exactly 3 years ago. I've always been super fascinated in AI and its capacity to augment human capacity and communication. And I stumbled across Hour One right at the moment, right at a perfect moment in my career. Met the two founders, learned about this technology that they had, and thought, wow, this is really exciting. So Hour One is born of a vision that people will want to create their digital selves or their virtual selves, that this is embedded into our psyche. We actually are always been since the advent of digital creating virtual versions of ourselves, mostly through the medium of social. Basically AI gives us the capacity now to do so to a much greater degree. So what we do at Hour One is we create lifelike avatars based on real people. And these lifelike avatars can be activated and animated just by using text as an input. So what that means is you can create a virtual twin that looks just like you, and you can program your virtual twin to create video content on your behalf. So it's really kind of extending this notion of your identity and scaling your identity and being able to kind of outsource things that you would typically do yourself, let's say as a creator, and have your virtual twin do it for you.
Okay, well there's like so much in there, and I want to slice each one of those pieces wide open. I want to focus on the virtual self that you said. If we started right at the top, we're talking about AI voice. Right? We're talking about the ability to be able to go in to your system, which is awesome because I've tried it, be able to go into your system and literally type a script and type some text into what is essentially a word processor. And then hit a button, select a character, and ta-da, there is now an animation of a real life person complete with mouth movements talking and say and reading out essentially your script. That's mm-hmm. where we are right now, and that's available not in the future. You literally can go to your website right now, well after this episode, obviously, and then and have a play with us, right?
Absolutely, yes. And so what we specialize in doing, we specialize in creating everything that you just said, but it really starts with creating a virtual self. So every character or avatar that you see on our platform that looks just like a real person is actually based on a real human. And this real human has licensed their likeness to Our One and to Our One's customers, right? So you're looking at a digitized version of a real person. And this real person is actually has a contractual relationship with Our One, mm-hmm. which allows Our One to, first of all, create that virtual twin. And then also to animate and use and leverage that person's likeness or their virtual twin in order to create content for Our One's customers. And all of this content can be basically activated. So it ends up being video content right. presented by one of these avatars. And you generate this video content, like you said, just by entering a script, literally like in WordPress, as you say. Mm-hmm. So it's text as input and a presenter-led video as output, and all of that whole process of generating a video is totally automated, and for your listeners on this show, really in the kind of creator space, we all know how difficult it is to create video featuring you or featuring a real person. And what we seek to do is to sort of bypass that process altogether through technology and AI, but keeping the human in the equation, which I think is a really unique part of what we're doing and what we're building.
And that's the part that got me super excited, because there are many platforms out there that will do AI voice. There are many that you can go and train the system to understand your inflections and the way you speak. You can then type the text in and it will sound like you. But then that's still a mm-hmm. voiceover. That is still, if I'm going to do that, well, if I'm going to read out the script, I might as well just hit record whilst I'm reading it. I'm not really saving any time here. Whereas this is completely different. This being actually is a huge visual element to this, which is super, super important, because that's the mm-hmm. person. There's a person, mm-hmm. character on screen, and they're moving their lips and they're reading out your script. Now, mm-hmm. the big question is, right now you've got all these professional actors or professional, I don't know what you would call someone who who gives you license to use their face. But mm-hmm. could I be one of those characters for my content?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so this is where mm-hmm. it's starting.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So basically, we believe that people are kind of, we believe that people want to create their virtual selves, and they want to be able to put their virtual selves to work, okay, in one way or another. One way that they're putting their virtual selves to work, and by the way, and as you said, this is all happening today. This is not just some futuristic thing. This is actually happening today, and businesses are hiring these characters to create content for them. So how are real people putting their virtual selves to work? One way is they're literally like allowing their virtual selves to be hired, like I mentioned, okay, as a spokesperson to be, I don't know, let's say a virtual teacher or a virtual real estate agent or a virtual health coach, that kind of thing. The other way that any real human being can create their virtual self and put them to work is by putting them to work on your behalf. So you can have your virtual self, you've obviously got an extremely active YouTube channel. You could have your virtual self basically present scripted content that you've scripted. Mm-hmm. And you can basically generate video-based content with your likeness without having to be in front of a camera, just by entering text into the system. Once, of course, we have created your character.
I want everyone to understand what this means and how many doors this opens. Usually, the creator needs to be at a location at a set time and place with the camera crew, and you had your teleprompter all set up, and you all make up and made up and ready to roll, and you do your bit, and then off it goes to the editor to do their editing and all that good stuff. But you have to physically be there. We're talking about a world now, which is a world today. I keep going back to that. That's the world that's today. It's, you could be anywhere in the world, basically phone it in. I mean, you could write your script, email that to somebody on the team who can go and copy and paste it into the system, select your character, and ta-da, you've just shot a YouTube video, right? Mm-hmm.
That's correct. And also what you just said about that kind of two-step process of, first of all, being in front of the camera on location, doing all that piece, and then sending it off to the editor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, that part as well is all handled within the platform. So you go in, you pick your character, you enter the script or have someone do it on your behalf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You could completely phone it in and you pick a video template. You can add in all the imagery that you want, and you literally end up, you can add in music, you can add in special effects. And in the end, you get a finished, like, post-production video, all in the same platform. And, you know, depending on how many you're making,
right,
and to what degree of complexity and sophistication, you know, you can get videos in a matter of minutes.
I mean, you can scale your production as quickly as you can type. Essentially, you can produce.
Mm-hmm.
And that is huge, because right now it's after ideation, and after you get this cool idea of your next video, it's a lot of research. Great. We still have to do that. Once you've written out that script, there is still the time consuming element of actually setting up to film. Where now we're cutting all that out all together. And as you said, even adding sound effects, background sounds, and even adding images. And we can, if we want to go that route, if not, just create the A role, which is the person talking, and then bang it off to the editor. But the creator mm-hmm. themselves doesn't need to be there. And we're talking about the character itself. It's not full animation. In other words, it's not, you can't get me to do cartwheels and jump up and down and, you know, point and stuff. It's pure. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. Yeah. So basically what it is, it's a talking head. So it's
right.
Looking at the camera, and it's sort of mid-body, and you know, it's kind of some light head movements, facial expressions, and some light gestures. Mm-hmm. But really, it's very much kind of looking at the camera type of content. So it definitely does have its limitations, and it definitely has its use cases as well. So its specific use cases as well. It does not seek to, let you phone it in for everything,
right?
But maybe for some stuff, as you mentioned, you can now create huge amount volume of content, so it can help you be extremely productive. And the other thing that it can do is it can help you create a little magic too, because your character mm-hmm. can essentially speak any language and languages that you don't know. So while there are some limitations with your character and what it can do, it also has abilities that you likely don't have yourself. So that kind of points to how you might use your character.
Right.
What use you would make of it. Maybe it would be, for example, to extend your content and translate it into different languages for fans across the world, if you are a person with influence and a bunch of different followers. So that could be one possible use. We also, there's the sort of influencer like use case, but actually a lot of the people that are making characters or making virtual selves on our platform are people that are not that great at communicating themselves and are not so good in front of the camera. So we really service these people too, because we create a character for them that is perfectly lit and everything. And once that's created, they can just generate new video content without ever having to be in front of a camera again. And that's really handy for people that are not so, camera ready, or who are a bit camera shy.
Absolutely.
And just have to make a lot of content that they can help, that, you know, in all cases, content that can help you be more productive, and also more, you know, that can be lucrative, because you can start to monetize that content in different ways.
Okay, so I love that, because right now you only have two options. You have a faceless channel. So those are the typical top-down cooking shows where you just see the hand movement, or a drawing channel or a knitting channel. You don't actually see the person. You maybe see their hands moving on camera, but their face isn't on camera. And then you have the other side, which is full on camera. This serves an amazing opportunity for a step up from the faceless camera to, hey, you can actually be on camera with your likeness, with your character. And if you don't want to, you can actually select another character altogether that's available on the system and let them sort of be the face of your channel. And all you have to do still is only provide the content so that you can create your video, right?
That's exactly right. And that's a really good way of putting it, because what we do seek to do is to upgrade content in a way. So that's on the one hand. So for example, we take text and we turn it into presenter-led video. But in your example, yes, we could take video, which is faceless, and upgrade it, to include a face.
Right.
And then the other use case is, creating a spokesperson for you.
Right.
By picking a different character on the platform, or having it be you. So there's a few different options there.
So you mentioned something and you kind of skipped over it like it was nothing, but the whole thing of I can now speak multiple languages. That's super fascinating, because I have a YouTube channel, my technology YouTube channel in English. I've also got a Spanish YouTube channel. How does this all fit into the mix if I want to use the system for that second channel?
Yeah, so instead of dubbing, the alternative is that you would create your character or virtual twin, and you would basically select Spanish as the language. You'd pick a voice in the platform. So there'd be a selection of different Spanish voices, and you could test which one you like the best. You could even test which ones, you know, might resonate with your audience best, which fits with your likeness best. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you make the videos that same way. You enter the text, you hit a button, you generate these videos of you speaking, but this time in Spanish and seemingly natively.
And to be clear, the text that I type in has to be in Spanish. I cannot type in my English text and it will automatically convert it to Spanish.
That's right. So today, translation is a separate step. It's something that we can handle. We operate with a number of different third parties, many of which are integrated within the platform, or we can provide those services. But yeah, we're not a translation company. Perfect. But yeah, we can handle that side of things for you. But what goes into the system is Spanish text. Yeah.
What's pretty epic is that I can now launch channels in multiple languages by simply following, I have to add an additional step of that translation, but I don't have to do the work twice. In fact, I don't have to do the work once. I just have to write the script.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
you can write the script in English, hand it over to a translator, or work with us, and we can sort of enlist one of our third parties to do it. And yes, there's humans in the equation at various junctures of this process, where humans basically do the job a lot better and more reliably. And yeah, you would just write that script once, and you could be communicating in a localized way to a global audience.
Now let's talk about the voice itself for a second. Right now, if I pick a standard character that's on your system, there are multiple voices that suit that character that I can select, you know, male and female, and I can go through them and say, oh, all right, I really like the way this person sounds, write my script, and off it goes, it generates the video. If I'm going to have my own character appear as one of the, as my virtual clone, my virtual self, appear onto the system, would I need to now train your system to use my voice? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. So if you want to kind of complete the equation and you want to use your own voice, we would work with a partner to synthesize your voice and integrate your voice as well as your character into the platform, so that you have the full picture. So that's a separate process up front initially to capture and synthesize your voice, and then it all comes together in the platform.
And the synth and kind of the learning element, all of that, is that a once-off thing or is it something that's ongoing?
Or once it's both a one-off. So basically to capture your likeness today, you would do a short shoot. A green screen shoot, and we would be looking to capture a few minutes of your face in video, basically making different facial expressions and kind of moving your hands in different ways. So that would be to capture your likeness. And when it comes to voice, basically, again, we would need to capture enough training data, source data of your voice. So your voice, you know, you talking for a certain period of time, it takes longer to capture the voice data necessary to synthesize your voice, typically. But yes, you just do that once and there you get, then there you have it.
Okay. Is your system more geared to, hey, don't waste your time. Here is a character, choose one, pick a voice, dump your script in, and you're operational today. Is that kind of more of what you're looking to do more of? Or is your system more of, hey, here's the possibilities with this character that we have and the voices that we have, but we'd really like you to go and put you on the system. We'd like you to use your voice.
That's a really great question. And I think we basically offer both and we're seeing what people want to do. I think the second option is more, it's quite futuristic. People are doing it today, but it really is quite futuristic in terms of making, in terms of a concept of making a virtual self. I think that is where we're going to, we are putting a lot of energy and this year in particular, because we believe that there is huge potential there and that there's lots of things happening right now where the idea of interacting with avatars and kind of just having avatars as part of our life is becoming more normalized with the, you know, the blue check mark making avatars official on social platforms. So it is becoming increasingly normalized and we are betting that people will want to do that. But we believe also that to get people, businesses in particular, because that's typically our audience, our customer base, they're businesses like Berlitz, the language school, or, you know, property platforms, you know, health and wellness platforms, you know, we sort of, you know, these aren't necessarily like very futuristic tech companies. They are companies that are trying to solve a need, which is to improve communication digitally. And they believe that having a person in the content makes, you know, makes for a better experience. I mean, it's proven, you know, it's kind of what we all know. So we think that that is a gateway to kind of getting sort of familiar and with using virtual people in your communications. But we do believe that ultimately everyone will want to have a virtual self. And we're going to be making it even easier for that to happen over the course of this year. So it is, you know, where we're placing our bets.
I can easily see how businesses would love this. They know they need to do more on social. They need to more to be more out there. They need to create more content. They need to educate their internal teams, their staff, their, you know, all of that. And if they could just type the text in, they don't have to hire an entire production team or create a new department where your system is that department for them. That makes complete sense to me. As content creator side of it, the second part is, to me, is more exciting. I would love to see the world where we could basically have the avatar do the work for us. We'll feed it the information. It looks like us. Feed it the information, it sounds like us, and the work is basically 90% done and we can scale up and create much more content. That's super exciting.
Yeah, we are definitely singing from the same hymn book on that.
Are there any dangers with this to kind of technology? Because, you know, with every tech and every system, if it's used for good, great. If it's used for evil, not so good. Could somebody take my voice and kind of clone it and upload it to your system so they could make me say weird and wonderful stuff?
Yeah, I mean, definitely with any new technology, any emerging technology, there are risks involved and there is trepidation, quite rightly, about how this technology can be used. And I think you see that AI generated video has been misused when it's in the hands of bad actors. And, you know, worst case, it can be used to create deepfakes and sow disinformation. So technology in the hands of bad actors is, you know, is not great. I think what we see is you don't need sophisticated technology in order to sow disinformation and to hack people and to trick them and to misinform them. So, you know, definitely more technology that helps them do that is not good. So there's definitely that side of things. And I think when a technology is very emerging, which this sort of subset of AI has been for the past few years, those are kind of most of the use cases that you hear about are kind of like scary ones like that. Right. But I think we're getting to a point where this technology, the sort of the true uses for it, the kind of constructive uses for this technology are becoming apparent. And there are, you know, certain companies like ours who are working to sanitize the use of this technology and to put guardrails around it and to put legal agreements around it and to put other safety measures around it. So so this is kind of a long way of answering your question. But so can people, you know, go onto our platform and use your voice? No, they can't. They absolutely do not have the permission to do that. So for example, if you become a character on our platform in any which way, whether it's to license your likeness so that other companies can, you know, can make content using your virtual twin, or if it's for your personal use and your own content creation, you sign an agreement with us, which basically determines the way that your character can be used.
Right.
And so your character, presumably, you would only want it to be activated using you, or maybe you have a team and you want that person to have access too. So your contract would reflect that.
Got it.
The same with your voice. So so there are those kind of guardrails around the use of your likeness and your voice if it's there as well.
Okay, so okay, I think it's important to clarify that because there is this this fear that if somebody takes my audio from my YouTube channel and then could they use that to use system like this to make me say things, and
right,
it doesn't work that way.
You know, it's very hard to do well. You know, right. We know building this technology, it's very hard to do well. That's not to say that a bad actor.
Of course.
Can't use kind of the basis of this technology or an AI technology to create a poor version of your voice or a poor version of your likeness. And they can do that just from, you know, an image on Instagram, or they can do that from any sort of recording. Sure. So it's not to say that these things won't happen. It is very hard to do very well. But unfortunately, I would say that you don't need much to sow disinformation. You don't even need AI to sow disinformation. So that's just it's a very big topic in and of itself, of which AI is is one component.
Okay, and yeah, anybody can take a clip and re-edit it to give it a different meaning. So, I mean, it's happening today anyway. Never mind AI, this is just using your favorite video editor, you can do that. So this is so far away from that. This is a very, very, very different kind of system. Now, the limitation, we've kind of mentioned that it is kind of mid-body up with a couple of maybe some facial expressions. Are we looking to get to a point where we can dictate hand movements and we can dictate head tilts and nods and things of that nature, where it's a little bit more than just a talking head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so certainly we're moving in that direction. So constantly, so we've got a few objectives. Many of them involve speed and scale and lowering the cost of creating these videos so that we can remove friction in the process and allow more and more people to engage. At the same time, we want to create the most lifelike characters. And so our R&D pipeline is filled with, you know, ways to make these characters more lifelike. And some of the things that you've seen recently are we have added hands, and we're just productizing that now. Hands are kind of notoriously difficult to capture, yes. Very expressive. And as you know, we used to be just sort of literally just shoulders and up,
right.
And now we're mid-body, and we're incorporating a little bit of hands. So yes, we're moving in that direction, and yes, more head movements, more head tilts, kind of moving head side to side. So all of that will come in increments, and sometimes in kind of mini breakthroughs in our with our yes. kind of brilliant AI. Nerds in the company that they come up with these things.
Love it. Let them play, and it's amazing what they can come up with.
Exactly.
Okay, so this sounds super excited, and a lot of people are going to be itching to literally go and find you. And before we give them that address, we spoke about pricing and lowering the cost. What is the models, and how do you work?
Yeah, so we are a video company. In that you subscribe to a certain package of videos that you will be generating on a monthly basis. So it's really set up so that you can make a lot of video content ongoing. Mm-hmm. And you'll pick a plan which reflects the amount of video that you think you're going to make on an average, you know, on an average month, and other features that you might want to incorporate in your plan as well. So it's an annual subscription. Build monthly that allows you to go in and make as many videos featuring, you know, a virtual spokesperson, or that might be your own mm-hmm. within the platform.
And within those plans, I'm assuming some plans will have the default characters that you can select from them. And then maybe there's an additional different pricing models if you want the your voice and your character on it.
Exactly. So it'd be like a one-time fee to create your character, and then it would be ongoing video creation according to your plan. Exactly.
And now the moment everybody has been waiting for, how can they find you?
Aha. So you can find us at hourone.ai. That's hourone.ai. And you can find me on LinkedIn, Natalie Monbio. Actually, I think my moniker on social media is Nat Like That. And I'm actually that everywhere if you want to find me on Twitter or elsewhere. And yeah, those are probably the best ways to find us. And again, Hour One in all the places if you'd like to follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, etc.
Fantastic. And of course, everyone, I will have everything linked in the show notes. So simply open the show notes now and go sign up, go check it out. I've been having a play with this for a while, and it just blows my mind every time I put something in just to see what it will sound like. It's just incredible the way that it turns out. This is so much more than just a voiceover system. It's so much more than that. You've really got to experience this to yourself, and instantly you'll be able to pop out 10, 15 ideas of how you can use this kind of technology. Go and have a play. Natalie, thank you very much for making the time. And we're certainly going to be keeping an eye on this. In fact, we're going to be using this, so we'll know what's going on, which is great.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Liron. It's been really fun.
I appreciate it. And for the rest of you guys still hanging out here, if you haven't been to Hour One yet, well, make sure you do that. But don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast application, or follow, because Apple does their own thing. Anyway, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Influencer Green Room. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you for hanging out with us. We look forward to sharing even more conversations with you from inside the Influencer Green Room.